Foley is a wealthy businessman from Greenwich who spent $11 million of his own money on his first run for governor in 2010. According to the 2013 summary, Foley had alimony payments to his first wife and reported business losses of about $117,000. That's why his only federal tax liability was $673 self-employment tax. Foley had made his 2010, 2011, and 2012 tax summaries available last month. He recently defended paying an effective federal tax rate of zero.
You don't have any income, you don't pay tax. That's the way the income tax works.
Foley had this response when asked why a wealthy businessman would have no income.
I've been working really hard, but I'm not paid a salary by anybody, so I only earn income when the investments that I make are sold. And there's some gain created.
On a conference call with reporters on Sunday, Jonathan Harris of the State Democratic Party said he's not buying that Foley had no income for 3 years. Harris said Foley owns two fighter jets, a $5 million yacht, and a seven-bedroom mansion in Greenwich.
Tom Foley's America is one in which he can exploit workers, take advantage of the middle class, buy the best toys money can buy, and pay a 0% effective tax rate. I mean, this would even make Mitt Romney blush.
Harris said Connecticut voters still don't know the details of Foley's state tax returns. He said the Malloy campaign has made available 8 years of the governor's federal and state taxes. They show Malloy and his wife paid a 25% rate in federal taxes in 2013 and a 5% rate in state taxes. A Foley spokesman said the campaign has no plan to release any more details on his taxes. Ebong Udama, WSH News.